2002, I found myself standing on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange with my wife and family to witness a singular event in our lives. It was the day that Franklin Quest Company, a company that had been given birth in my basement less than 9 years earlier, was to become a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. I looked up at the big board, and there, for the first time, FNQ came across the ticket tape at $16.50. I can't begin to describe the emotions that flooded through my system. I stood there amid 3,000 people scurrying on the floor of the exchange with my partners who had helped create the company standing around me and wept like a baby. My tears came not because of my own newly enhanced net worth because of the shares of the company that I owned. Rather, it was because of what we had done in such a short time by following some deeply held core values. I realized that the company's success was living proof of the idea that following your inner values really works. Somewhere early in my life, I developed the obsession that for some reason I was supposed to make a difference with my life. After graduating from college, I discovered that I had abilities in selling. Eventually joining a national firm in the data processing business, I found myself at a relatively early age as senior vice president of marketing and sales for the largest division in the company. During this period, I discovered that I also enjoyed teaching others how to sell and succeed. I discovered an ability to speak and motivate. In February of 1978, my church contacted me and asked if I would be willing to take a 3-year leave of absence to go to California and manage one of their missions. Because of my commitment to my church and my inner drive to make a difference, I and my family went to California and for 3 years worked with more than 600 men and women who were doing full-time volunteer missionary service. During those 3 years, I honed my speaking and motivational skills and discovered that what I wanted to do most of all was to teach. Toward the end of this period of service, I began looking at my options to move into teaching and quickly realized that I didn't have the credentials to teach in the academic world. If I was going to satisfy my desire to teach and make a difference, I would have to do it in the corporate world. After a great deal of thought and prayer, my wife and I determined that we would follow the road of teaching. This was not an easy decision, especially in light of the fact that my former employers approached me a few months before our mission service was to end and offered me a very lucrative job in New York City as a senior executive of the firm. The offer was enticing, but I found myself saying, "Hiram, if teaching is something you feel deep inside you are supposed to do, you'd better do it." Many of my former colleagues thought I was crazy. There were a few moments in the months to come when I wondered if that was not true as well. But that decision, to follow my inner governing values, was one of the pivotal decisions of my life. In July 1981, my wife and I created a small seminar company. We called it GEM Incorporated, for Golden Eagle Motivation. We initially developed two seminars, one on selling and another on personal improvement. Looking back more than a decade later, neither seminar was very good. But for 1 year, we beat our heads against the wall in an attempt to break into the seminar business in the corporate world. Through a small miracle in financing and some help from a very close friend, we were able to survive financially while we learned the seminar business and eventually moved into the area of time management training, working as an independent training consultant for a firm specializing in that field. An old friend, Richard I. Winwood, also worked for the same firm, and together we began exploring better ways of teaching and implementing the principles of time management in the seminars we were teaching. Several years earlier, Dick had developed a simple but powerful model of value-based goal achievements called the productivity pyramid that resonated with my own feelings about following inner values. We began using the pyramid in our seminars and found that it had impact on others as well. We also identified the need for a special day planning tool that would fit the principles and processes we were teaching more closely than any products then available on the market. When it became evident that the training firm we were with was not interested in pursuing some of the directions we now felt strongly about, Dick Winwood and I, along with Lynn Robbins, Dennis Webb, and Greg Fullerton, created our own time management seminar firm, the company that would eventually become Franklin Quest Company. It was a pretty gutsy thing to do, as none of us had any money. But we had a message we wanted to take to the world. Working out of my basement, Dick and I started going out and scratching together what seminars we could. Lynn Robbins and Dennis Webb worked to create and refine our own day planning tool, the Franklin Day Planner. We saw it as a modern embodiment of the little book Benjamin Franklin devised to schedule his time and focus on improving his efforts. We began teaching people about the productivity pyramid and how to use the Franklin Day Planner to help